Whether papers sell ads online or the old-fashioned way, Wall Street seems to think newspapers are dying, or at least slowly fading away. The internet has hurt paid circulation and ad revenue. Layoffs have hit many newsrooms hard. The New York Times Company stock is down more than 50% from a couple of years ago. Tribune Company stock is down, too. And as NPR's Chris Arnold reports, that has some investors thinking that now might be a good time to buy a major newspaper.
In Los Angeles, famed recording and entertainment billionaire David Geffen is reportedly interested in buying the LA Times. Just last week, Geffen sold a Jackson Pollock painting for a record $140 million amid speculation that he's freeing up money to buy the paper. Similarly, Jack Welch, the former head of GE, is said to be looking at the Boston Globe. Geffen and Welch aren't talking, but in Baltimore, a less famous would-be buyer is answering his phone. Ted Venatoulis says he's grown frustrated watching cuts at the Baltimore Sun and doesn't want to see more.
The investigative teams, the bureaus, the Sun, they have one of the great cartoonists here, a fellow named Cal. He's gone. There's no local cartoon. Now, maybe people don't care, but I think the local cartoons are just phenomenal. The way and they made fun of me when I was in office.
Venatoulis was a Baltimore County executive back in the 1970s. He's also in the publishing business. He's heading up a group of investors who want to buy the Sun. The group's made up of local business people, civic leaders, and the head of a charitable foundation set up by the paper's former owners.
I can tell you from the calls I've had today, dozens of calls from people who are just, it's terrific. Count me in if you need us. We hope you'll bring it. I really was impressed with what we've touched in town.
Wall Street analysts have grown sour on many newspapers, in large part because fewer people are reading newspapers and ad revenue is falling. But Venatoulis doesn't think that's the end of the world.
In fact, why should there be a suggestion that the circulation is lessening when your internet hits are up? That's circulation.
Venatoulis thinks newspapers will eventually figure out how to make more money off internet advertising, and he says his group is only looking for a modest financial return and is pledging to put journalism ahead of profits. But another type of buyer sees a chance to make some real money with newspapers. In recent years, private equity groups have been buying chain restaurants, rental car companies, healthcare companies, you name it. These are professional investment firms that often aim to buy a troubled company, trim its fat, fix it up and sell it for a profit.
Wall Street may be sour on the newspaper investment industry, but that doesn't mean it's not a great opportunity for private equity investment.
Perry Steiner is a partner with the private equity firm Arlington Capital Partners. Steiner believes the underlying newspaper business is still strong.
You have a very stable industry here. This is an industry that's been around for over 150 years, and it's not going away.
Steiner says newspapers still bring in a lot of cash with all their ad revenue, so he says banks love to loan them money. That makes newspapers especially attractive to private equity groups who could buy a paper without having to put much money down. So if they bought low and sold high, they could make a pile of money.
That could turn into a huge increase in value for the equity investors.
Steiner says he recognizes that you can't cut the newsroom too much without damaging the paper, but some in the newspaper business worry that private equity firms would cut too deeply, load newspapers up with too much debt, and suck profits out without reinvesting in the business. By contrast, local owners might not be as likely to do that, but
you just really don't know what you're going to get when the owners come in.
Steve Burgard is the director of Northeastern University's Journalism School. He says take Jack Welch, who's said to be interested in the Boston Globe. Burgard says Welch is conservative, while the Globe's editorial page is left of center.
And I think in his case, the question is, does he use his power as owner to try to influence the news coverage or the direction of the paper's editorial content in a way that affects the credibility of the newspaper?
And local owners will still have to worry about the bottom line. Whoever buys a paper will need to figure out how to reverse the trend of disappearing readers and falling revenues. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.